These blue skies won't last for long, and before the weather closes in, I've just got to try and see the elusive peak.
Come on, let's get one last view. Well, that last scramble was worth it.
It was.
So we're about 2,500 metres up here, which is about 8,000 feet. What's this summit called?
Doesn't have a name.
Doesn't have a name?
No, doesn't have a name.
That would be unheard of in the UK, to have such a mega mountain without a name.
Unfortunately, none.
All right, blame it on altitude sickness and a moment of megalomania. I hereby name this Z Bradbury Peak.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
We had to have something. We've got to have something to show for all of you.
There's an obvious disappointment at not making it to the top, but this is still my biggest mountain and certainly the first I've ever named. Wandering around this alternative summit, I can see how far I've come. But the real reward is in simply being here, finally standing amidst the high mountains at the very heart of the Drakensberg. It might only be a fleeting moment, but it's a high point in every sense. And finally, I'm gifted with a clear view of Cathedral Peak. This excursion has reminded me that every walk is different. Every mountain, every fell, every Munro, every koppie, every hill. It doesn't matter how much planning you do, things will probably change. I will make it up Cathedral Peak one day, but I wouldn't change this adventure for all the sunshine in Africa.